Don't assume it was left by accident. If you see something, say something.
Terrorism experts say a retaliation attack for Osama bin Laden's death is inevitable. Terrorists are expected to aim for more vulnerable, soft targets like shopping malls, even museums. CBS 2's Hazel Sanchez reports.
They are places jam-packed with people, pedestrian malls, shopping centers, and stadiums.
Yeah, I feel safe, but of course, in the back of my head, I know that things can happen.
Counterterrorism expert Yuval Aviv says terrorists seeking revenge for Osama bin Laden's death will turn to attacks less dramatic than the destruction on September 11th, focusing instead on soft targets like hotels, places of worship, and mass transit hubs.
It's easier, less complicated for them to carry out. What they're going to achieve, if they're successful, is to kill as many people as possible.
Security consultant David Bohm says the future could include security checkpoints entering all soft targets, like your local department store. Bohm says even with a police presence, the areas are vulnerable.
The reason they're called soft is because it's so easily accessible to anyone. There has to be security checks for the safety of all people.
Added security is a turnoff for some New Yorkers.
There's a police presence and they search someone with a backpack. Somebody who looks not really suspicious, but it's random. So I would go if that is the case. Not if everyone is being searched.
It's better to be safer than sorry.
Despite the challenges to secure high-volume soft targets like here in Times Square, security experts say one of the best lines of defense already exists and doesn't cost a thing.
We are millions and millions of eyes and ears. We need to assist each other and keep each other safe.
Freedom coming with an increasingly heavy price. In Midtown, Hazel Sanchez, CBS 2 News.
Soft target security is a long-standing practice in Israel, where